I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
We're excited to welcome RJ Choppy, who's the morning host, morning co-host from our Dallas affiliate 105.3 The Fan, getting ready, warming up those chops. RJ, what do you say about this game this morning when you first get on the air?
I think it was as we expected all week. I mean, the Cowboys have been rolling at home. They really play a different brand of football at home. Philadelphia's been sputtering. And the Cowboys off of a little kind of a mini bye, right? They played on a Thursday night. So they had 10 days off. Philadelphia was off a regular rest week. This was kind of like as we expected. We thought the Cowboys, at least I did, they were going to go in and they were going to beat them up, and win by double figures, cover the spread easily. So it wasn't all that surprising. The turnovers that Philadelphia had, they've been a little surprised, getting all three fumbles back. But other than that, the Cowboys offense is just rolling right now, and it clicks on all cylinders at home.
Why? Why is it so much better at home?
Great question. They're really not good on grass, period. Like the turf, playing on turf, this team's got a lot of speed, and that really kind of shows up. I think they've lost like 8 of their last 10 games or some number like that on grass. And that's troubling because Super Bowls generally have been played on grass lately, but not this year. I think Vegas is a turf field. But I really don't know the answer to that. It's surprising, but like when they play at home, their false starts are less, obviously, which I think is normal around the league, but they just play at a faster pace.
Has Dak Prescott changed the minds of those Cowboys fans who doubt that they can win with him now based on his performance since the Niners game?
Yeah, I think you have to be a real Dak hater to not really see what's going on here. The first several years of his career, there were two camps. You were either a Dak fan or you were a Romo fan who never could get over the fact that Dak took his job.
Right.
And I'm sure there are still those that feel that way, but they've kind of gotten over it at this point. I mean, he's playing just a great brand of football, and the MVP race is it's him, it's Brock Purdy, and we looked at this as like an elimination game kind of thing, even though it's really not. I mean, the winner of the division is going to be in play for the MVP either way. But I mean, Dak clearly is separating himself. I think from Hurts right now, based on last night's performance and the way he's played over the last 5 or 6 weeks, to where it's him, it's Purdy, and you want to throw somebody else, they're fine. But I mean, he's playing at such a high level. It's really hard for Cowboy fans to think that if you still are a Dak hater, that you really have much leg to stand on.
What difference have you seen since Mike McCarthy took over calling plays and Kellen Moore moved on to the Chargers, which I suppose is something that may not last very long given their record and their tenure, but what changed?
Well, they tried to change the whole thing in the offseason. They tried to make it, obviously the West Coast offense, one, two, three step bam, get it out. They just tried to get the ball out faster, even though it's not like they was holding on to the ball a lot either. But it didn't work. They went back and they kind of changed up a lot of things after that Niners game, and then after the Charger game when they had a bye week, they changed up a lot. So it's not a traditional West Coast offense. They're allowing Dak some more leeway to break the pocket, and he really started using his legs more. He didn't necessarily use his legs last night. But he's been able to get out of the pocket, throw on the run, break the typical three steps on a West Coast offense that you would get. And you know, CeeDee Lamb also, his emergence has been tremendous.
Right.
Brandon Cook's emergence, and really Ferguson, the tight end, who is a younger player, but man, he has really turned into a real big weapon for Dak.
RJ Choppy is with us getting set for his morning show. It starts at 5:30 Central Time on our Dallas affiliate, 105.3 The Fan. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. So I don't suppose Kellen Moore would be headed back to Dallas if he doesn't keep his job there in L.A. But are you surprised, just out of curiosity, with how bad the Chargers offense has been this season?
Nothing surprises me with the Chargers. literally nothing surprises me. We think they have a great quarterback, and the great quarterbacks don't put up the kind of numbers that they put up. Like, we think we have a great offensive coordinator, and you know, like, that's, it's just not working. It's not working there. Like, their head coach is, I mean, he is what he is. I mean, I kind of like some of the things he does, but then like they're completely dysfunctional. Like, nothing surprises me in LA. They played 16 road home games or whatever. It's like, it's crazy what goes on over there.
All right, so then how about this for a surprise? How often does Jerry Jones surprise you on his weekly interview?
Every week. Every week. And if it doesn't matter if it's some old saying from the 1930s or 40s or whatever, or if it's just something that he says that's like, what? He surprises us every week. It never fails.
So then when he said on Sunday night that this was the biggest win in Mike McCarthy's four seasons as coach, do you agree with that? Are you on board with that?
Oh, I mean, it's hard to beat a playoff win.
Right.
Tom Brady in a playoff game is kind of hard to beat, even though that wasn't like, you know, vintage Brady or anything. Yeah, I would probably say no. I think the playoff win might be a little bit bigger than this, but this puts them in a position to get what they have to have. This team can't win three road games, I don't think, in a postseason, especially if they have to go, you know, to Philadelphia and to San Francisco. Again, there's that grass, natural grass theory where they haven't played well in grass. I think that's too much to ask. So from that standpoint, the future, this might be a bigger win. But, yeah, it's hard to say that any win is bigger than a playoff win that's in the regular season.
Mm. All right, so let's talk about the 28-year-old rookie kicker who's actually a Dallas product. I didn't realize that he grew up in the Dallas area. How much is this legend of Brandon Aubrey growing over these first few months?
He is, we call him Aubrey-matic, and he is, he's,
like it.
Yeah, he's tremendous. Because going into the season, we had never heard of this guy. in camp, they had him, they had a couple other guys that were kind of competing for that job. And man, I don't know if it's something out there with the wind and Oxnard, the ball doesn't travel well, but we were like, God, these guys can't make anything from like 45 yards. Like, they can't make anything. And next thing you know, you go to the regular season, this dude's like pounding 60 yarders and, you know, 50 something yarders and right down the middle. He's been phenomenal. There's no other word to use other than that. Like, this guy's like, he's automatic right now.
And I had no idea that this had never happened before. So I know he's made more kicks in a row, or more consecutive kicks to start a career than any other. But I had no idea that there was never been a kicker in NFL history with two field goals of at least 59 yards in the same game. I mean, I suppose you could guess that, but he's the first to do that. This Aubrey-matic kicker from Dallas, who's a rookie, first guy ever to do that, is pretty incredible.
I didn't know that either. Like, that's wild. I mean, you would think that somebody would have had it in Denver at some point by now, just in the high altitude. I had no idea that was a thing until last night. That's pretty cool. Like, he's done nothing but make kicks this year. It's like refreshing to have a guy that you don't worry about when they kick.
Mm.
It's just something we haven't had much. I mean, last year, you know, with Brett Maher, the playoff game, missing four extra points. It was a bad end to the season, and this is completely different.
So just about 45 seconds here, RJ, before I let you go, other than grass, since you already mentioned that, what's the Achilles heel for these Dallas Cowboys? What's the biggest threat to them?
Oh, the Niners in general. they're the boogeyman. The Niners in general are. The matchups are terrible. You know, like, from a coaching standpoint, like, Shanahan has really kind of separated himself. It's just, you know, Purdy is just so smart. He doesn't make mistakes. They're just a monster to have to deal with. The Cowboys want no part of them. Just get them on the other side of the bracket and hope somebody ticks them off.
All right. Good stuff in Dallas, though, on this Monday morning. RJ Choppy is on Twitter at RJ Choppy. Get ready to do his show in just about 40 minutes or so. Sean and RJ from 5:30 to 10 Central Time on our Dallas affiliate, 105.3 The Fan. They always have Jerry Jones on Tuesday mornings, right?
Tuesday morning at 8:30.
All right. Prepare to be surprised yet again. Thank you, RJ. I appreciate a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fix 5. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that.
When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.